Dan, no.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Survivors mourned, awaited news, and searched bodies in makeshift morgues on Wednesday as the death toll from the quake that hit Turkey and northern Syria passed 12,000. President Tayyip Erdogan visited the zone as he comes under increasing pressure over the government response. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A moment of joy. Rescuers pull a whole family from the rubble in northern Syria. More often, bodies are removed. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan visited Kahramanmaraş in southern Turkey to see the devastation firsthand, 2 days after disaster struck. Anger is growing over what local people say has been a slow government response. Erdogan has declared a state of emergency in 10 provinces and sent in troops to help.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Survivors of the earthquake huddled around campfires in Turkey as night fell on Wednesday. Across a swath of southern Turkey, people sought temporary shelter and food in freezing winter weather and waited in anguish by piles of rubble where family and friends might still lie buried. Rescuers were digging up some alive, finding others dead. Many Turks have complained of a lack of equipment, expertise, and support to rescue those trapped, sometimes even as they could hear cries for help. 2 children died and 6 others were injured after a bus rammed into a daycare center in the Montreal area on Wednesday morning, police said. The bus driver of the 51-year-old employee of the Canadian municipality's public transit system was arrested for homicide and reckless driving, a police spokesperson said. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Britain on Wednesday to drum up aid, winning a pledge to train Ukrainian pilots on advanced NATO fighter jets, a big symbolic step up in Western military support against Russia's invasion.
2 years ago, I thanked you for delicious English tea. And I will be leaving the Parliament today, thanking all of you in advance for powerful English planes.
It's just his second trip abroad since Russian forces swept into Ukraine on February 24th last year. Zelensky met Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and thanked Britain for, quote, marching with us toward the most important victory of our lifetime. The IOC is stepping up efforts to explain its position on trying to help Russian athletes qualify for next year's Paris Olympics amid a backlash from Ukraine and its allies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Olympic body has responded to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's invitation for his IOC counterpart, Thomas Bach, to return and see the ruined city of Bakhmut. Currently, there are no plans for another visit to Ukraine, the IOC says, noting that Bach had visited Kyiv last July and had since spoken with Zelensky in telephone calls. The IOC has once more cited the opinion of 2 UN human rights experts. They should compete under a neutral flag. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The man who was fatally beaten by police officers last month in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, Tyree Nichols, was never told why they stopped him in a traffic stop. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Newly released documents show that the officer who pulled Tyree Nichols from his car before police fatally beat him never explained why he was being stopped, and emerging reports from Memphis residents suggest that that was common. The Memphis Police Department blasted Demetrius Haley and 4 other officers as blatantly unprofessional and asked that they be stripped of the ability to work as police for their role in the January 7th beating. That according to documents released by the Tennessee Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States said Wednesday that suspected Chinese spy balloons like the one it shot down were part of a fleet that has spanned 5 continents as NATO joined in voicing concern, pointing to global ramifications of the incident that has animated the United States. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States was giving data to allies as it assesses the recovered debris. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.